I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny on Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Danny's vacation continues. I am solo and I am with you until 6:30 this evening. Darris Dameron, Ryan Clary on the production, as always. We've got a lot planned for you today. Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus at 3 o'clock. He just wrote a piece about the NFC East, made bold predictions for every team. We'll tell you what he said about Washington in 58 minutes when he joins me right here on Grant and Danny. I know it's mid-August, and a lot of people would tell you that this is somewhat a downtime in the sports calendar. I would push back on that notion. Field of Dreams game in Major League Baseball tonight. Really, really cool thing that they've been doing the last couple of years. We'll talk about that today. Two preseason games in the NFL tonight. Our first batch in what is really the first week of the preseason starts tonight. We had the Hall of Fame game a week ago. But we'll break those two games down and look at some burning questions for those clubs today here on Grant and Danny. You are just 2 days away from the Commanders making their preseason debut. They open their exhibition schedule at FedEx Field on Saturday afternoon, a 1 o'clock kick. On the diamond, we are 1 day away from Juan Soto and Josh Bell's homecoming at Nationals Park. They will be back in D.C. wearing Padres uniforms tomorrow. And I got to tell you, I got mixed emotions. I don't really know what to do with my arms. Like many of you, I will be at the ballpark. I was told they're expecting over 30,000 people at those Padres games this weekend. I wouldn't be shocked if at some point over the weekend, one of those games sells out. It could be the biggest crowd this season other than Ryan Zimmerman Day. And it will unequivocally and undoubtedly be the biggest crowd at Nats Park for the remainder of this season, as everyone gets to go say hello and show their love to Soto. And to a lesser extent, but it's important to note, Josh Bell as well, who was such an awesome Nat for a year and a half. This probably hasn't gotten a lot of traction today around town, but I'd like to touch at some point on the Wizards. Did anyone see that they came out with their retro throwbacks? Some jerseys today where they're kicking it old school with the original Wizards look. So when they first flipped to the Wizards and they had their original jerseys, everyone hated the name and hated the look. But I guess it's now been long enough since they used that look that now it's kind of cool to throw it back old school. Because I saw the whites on the old Wizards gear. This is like what Mitch Richmond was wearing. And I dug it. Seeing some of the guys like Brad Beal donning that apparel, I thought, okay, I can get down with this. So it's proof that even if you don't like something or it's very pedestrian, if you wait long enough till it becomes retro, it can be pretty cool. And we got a race in Richmond for our Richmond audience that we'll discuss in the Beltway Blitz today. NASCAR driver Ricky Stenhouse Jr., part of our Beltway Blitz, as we get ready for the Richmond race. So that's all coming up on G&D, sans Danny, today. Let's start with Dan Snyder's three big claims that he made. He was talking publicly for the first time. This is like a Halley's Comet or getting money accidentally put into your bank account. It never happens, but it did. Dan Snyder, publicly speaking, first time in 189 days. We were reminded what he sounds like, how eloquent he is at the mic. Really, just one of the great orators of our time. He was addressing the Maryland Gaming Commission. And he made three claims that you're going to hear in the clip that we're going to play for you. The first of them, the team has dramatically upgraded FedEx Field. We'll find out on Saturday if that's true. The second, a prediction that big-time attendance is coming to FedEx shortly. Washington was dead last in attendance last year and has been worst in the NFL over the last few years in the percentage of butts in seats. But soon, big-time attendance is coming. That was claim number two. And claim number three was actually football stuff, which is my favorite when Dan Snyder starts talking ball. And he said that the Commanders finally have ourselves a quarterback. So those were the claims. Stadium upgraded, attendance is going to be up, and Carson Wentz is the man under center. Finally, the search is over. I was laughing yesterday. I only got to do like a 14-minute show after the Nats played forever at Wrigley Field and lost. But I was saying this yesterday. They have been looking everywhere for a QB for years now. When Cousins walked, they traded for Alex Smith. In fact, they traded for Alex Smith before Cousins left, but they knew that was happening, and so they got ahead of it and made the trade for Smith, who subsequently got hurt pretty quickly. I would make the case that even when they had Alex Smith, they didn't have a QB1 that could take you where you need to go, but I know some of you would push back on that, and that's fine. Post-Alex Smith, certainly, it's been a awful position that has been ineffective and inefficient and one of the worst in the sport in terms of production under center here in Washington. And they have been digging everywhere that they could, looking under their cars and in drawers and in shelves in their garage and under cushions, and they can't find the quarterback, but they feel like they have found what they were looking for. Jackpot. Dan Snyder said as much as he was trying to lobby for and get a sports betting, sports book at FedEx in Landover, Maryland. So let's let you hear this audio. This was, you've probably heard it by now, but this was Dan Snyder this week with the Maryland Gaming Commission.
One, would you please identify yourself?
Daniel Mark Snyder.
All right, and if you're going to comment, I need to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm under the penalties of perjury that any statement you will make in this matter will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you. You may address the commission.
I just wanted to thank everyone at overall, not only the Maryland Lottery gaming, but just Prince George's County, where our stadium has been headquartered. And I wanted to thank it's been an absolute pleasure. And our stadium, we've dramatically upgraded. We're encouraging everybody to come to see all the changes we've done to the stadium this year. I think it'll be quite impressive. We're going to have some big time attendance shortly as our staff, our leadership team, Jason Wright and Trista and the team have done an amazing job. So we're very, very optimistic also on the season. We finally have ourselves a quarterback. So, I wanted to say thanks to everyone. I really, truly appreciate that.
Dan Snyder speaks. It's like Brian Fantana's Panda Watch in Anchorman. Snyder Watch. If you had an account on Twitter where every single day the account just tweeted yes or no on a binary, did Dan Snyder speak publicly today? For 188 straight days, that account said no. And then yesterday it said yes. So in and of itself, just him saying anything is news. But then when he makes some claims and some real comments about the State of the Union with his organization, that's a thing. So here's what I want to do. I want to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines for you guys. You can call us right now at 800-636-1067. What I'd like to do is I'm going to rank in order, 1, 2, 3, the likeliness of coming to fruition, the three claims that he made. I would like you to tell me which claim you think has the best chance of being accurate and which claim you think has the lowest chance of coming to fruition for Snyder and the Commanders this year. So again, the three claims are that FedEx Field is massively improved and better, that attendance is going to spike exponentially, and that Carson Wentz is the QB they've been looking for years. Call off the search. We don't need to do any more recruiting, quarterback scouting. I'm not sending anybody to college games to watch QBs. I don't need to study film of other veterans that might be available. I got Carson Wentz, and he's under contract for multiple years, and we're going to be re-upping with Carson Wentz because I'm the owner, and I know he's the guy. Of those three claims, walk me through which you feel the best about. Here's how I think you've got to rank them. Just workshopping and noodling this for a second. The dramatic upgrades to FedEx Field are interesting to me because I'd want to know what qualifies as dramatic. If they did some really nice things with the scoreboard, with video boards, if they upgraded technologically things that you see while sitting in your seat at the stadium, I would consider that dramatic. Last offseason, to their credit, Jason Wright and his crew spent big money to improve the playing surface. And they did what for many, many years probably needed to be done. And they dug several feet into the ground and they reworked the actual surface, which had been a disaster, at FedEx Field. And, not coincidentally, the grass, naturally, was better last season. I think there were fewer injuries as the year went along. And more importantly, aesthetically, for the fans who were so tired of seeing basically spray-painted dirt come the winter, it was a much better look, and I'm sure for the players, a better feeling surface. That was their big upgrade last year. What was their big upgrade this year? I'm not sure that we know yet. There were a couple thousand fans at FedEx Field for the practice this past weekend. So if you got a sneak peek and you noticed something that was visibly different, I'd be curious to hear from you at 800-636-1067. But that claim that they have dramatically upgraded FedEx Field is going to be proven fact or fiction really, really quickly. Based on your experience, based on anecdotally what you see and how you enjoy being there as soon as Saturday. Like, we get real evidence on his commentary, which I love. The prediction of the big-time attendance, I just think that's a really, really tough one, to be completely honest with you. When you come from second to last in attendance, and you just changed your name, which wasn't your choice, you didn't necessarily want to do that, you had to do that, but I think it has cost you more than it has helped you, and you haven't won in a long, long time. Your last playoff win was by a team that was quarterbacked by Mark Brunell, who now has a white beard and white hair and is the quarterbacks coach of the Detroit Lions, who's starring on Hard Knocks, years and years after his career ended. I mean, we're talking about 16 years since your last playoff win. So it's not any one person's fault, certainly, that works for the team below Snyder. But the big-time attendance claim, I think, is going to be a really hard one to have come true. And then we get to the quarterback and Wentz, where you say you finally found a quarterback. Okay. I guess my question to you would be, what's the standard to say that he's the long-term answer? Does he just have to be better than Heinicke? Because I think he's going to be better than Heinicke. Does he have to be a guy that doesn't lose you games? Because I think, well, maybe he'll win you a game or two. I think he's going to lose you a game or two also. Does he have to get into the top half of the league, top 15 or so, to the point where you feel like you can pay him and keep him and extend him? Here's my ranking of Snyder's comments. Most likely to be true, based on what he told the Maryland Gaming Commission, is actually that Wentz is the quarterback they've been looking for. Based solely on how bad it has been at QB over the last few years. FedEx Field is, at this point, maybe not a lost cause, but really, really hard for them to put a whole lot of makeup on and make look okay. There's only so much lipstick you can put on FedEx Field. It ranks dead last in every stadium ranking that comes out regarding National Football League teams and games. I think it's probably not even any more as bad a stadium as anecdotally people act like it is. And it's not a particularly good stadium. But we've gotten to a point where the scrutiny publicly might even exceed the environment. And there's just no coming back from that. Perception is kind of reality. So I would say that you have a better chance by Wentz playing okay football this year to look good if you're Dan Snyder when people are grading your three claims that you found your QB. Because Wentz goes out and throws in 17 games for a little over 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns and 13 or 14 interceptions. And it's the best season you've had by a passer since Cousins was here. So I'll say the number one most likely claim for Snyder to make him look like he knew what he was talking about is Wentz. Then you got a debate between what is more likely, FedEx being dramatically improved or attendance being, quote, big time. You might get a ton of visiting fans, bump some of those numbers up. He didn't say necessarily that the attendance numbers would all be burgundy and gold donning Commanders advocates, I suppose. But even still, I would say that it's more likely that FedEx is dramatically improved because that is controllable by the team largely. Again, there's only so much you can do, but if you spend money, you saw it with the field, the playing surface, it can get better. You can kind of throw funds at, you can throw effort and man, woman hours at these problems. There's really no fixing the attendance issue until you're winning football games. And so the earliest that I could see them doing well from an attendance standpoint, not based on visiting fans, but based on you guys showing up in droves by the tens of thousands wearing your burgundy and gold Commanders gear, is the end of this season if, let's say, based on either being a good football team or a super soft schedule or a down division and a down conference, they are well above 500, vying for a playoff spot, playing critical, must-have games in the winter. Because on the day of the Field of Dreams game in Major League Baseball, I'm a believer in the philosophy, if you build it, they will come. Now, everyone always wants to talk about ways that with changes to FedEx Field, they can get fans back out to the stadium. I happen to believe that that ship has sailed. That the only way to fill that place is to be really good at football. Because at that point, you don't care where you're watching the game. You'll drive to a high school stadium to watch this team play if they're playing the Cowboys in a playoff game. You've seen it. What was RFK Stadium really, truly? At the end of RFK Stadium's existence, was that one of the nicer stadiums of the National Football League? Was that some Taj Mahal? Absolutely not. The games were important. The product was good. There was a camaraderie and a fellowship to being there in the stands with people you knew. And the only way to get that back, in my opinion, is to sustainably provide a product that is worth supporting. And that means win enough games. So my order is, of the three things Snyder said, the number one most likely to come true is that they found a quarterback. Less an endorsement of Wentz, more an indictment on the other two claims. But I'd put that first. I will say that second is that FedEx Field got a lot better since you were last there. We're going to find out this weekend. Again, I'm not sure what they spent a lot of money on this offseason, but I have to believe they had several months. They did some work. Lest we forget, last time there was a game there, gates were falling and almost landing on quarterbacks of opposing players. Maybe they just re-solidified and shored up a lot of the piping and things that led to, at best, awkward and at worst, dangerous and embarrassing moments for them last year. And then the third of his claims, this idea of big-time attendance, I'd say that one is the furthest off. That's probably the pipe dream of sorts. But I want to get your calls on this next. I want to see what you think of my rankings, and I want to know what you think is most likely to come true. Snyder said to this Maryland Gaming Commission three things. We got a quarterback. Attendance is going to be huge eventually. I guess he said shortly. Opposite of eventually. And he said that FedEx is way better. Quote, dramatically upgraded. Which of those three do you believe most? 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll hear from you next on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to have some big-time attendance shortly as our staff, our leadership team, Jason Wright and Trista and the team have done an amazing job. So we're very, very optimistic also on the season. We finally have ourselves a quarterback. So I wanted to say thanks to everyone. I really, truly appreciate that.
The voice of Dan Snyder. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. MGM National Harbor listener lines open. You can hit me up at 800-636-1067. He was talking to the Maryland Gaming Commission. Got that audio from Eric Flack's Twitter account from Channel 9's WSA TV9 reporter in town. 3 claims from Snyder. He says, we found our quarterback about Carson Wentz. Big time attendance is coming shortly. And FedEx Field has been dramatically upgraded. I want to know what you think is the most likely of those 3 things to actually end up being true. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax on G&D on the Fan. What's up, Dan? How are you, buddy?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call, Grant.
You bet.
I think the most likely is Carson Wentz. I think he's our quarterback for at least a couple years here. I think he's going to have one of his best years, and I think people underestimate. Number two is, depending on how we do to start the season, I mean, you know, if we start 2-0 or 3-0, then people start jumping on the bandwagon, and the attendance of the stadium will be good. But then again, it could be other teams' fans that are going to be there, like at usual. But least likely to me is the improvements. I don't see any of that. And the obvious thing is, of course, the new name and the logo and everything. But I'm very skeptical about that. But thanks for taking my call.
I guess the only reason I'm a little bit dubious of how much advancing they did and improving on the stadium is that they really did have their hands full this offseason, right? I mean, not just with all of the off-the-field stuff they were dealing with and what Dan Snyder had on his plate, but more specifically the name change. I mean, that was in February. So you're ramping up post-season from January through February to a point where you are changing the name. And every resource you have, every dollar I would think you're committing, every hour of manpower you're investing that offseason, up until February 2nd when you announced your name, went into that reveal and that release. There were a lot of what they called activations, remember, all over town. In fact, I remember we went out there right after they released the name and did a live show. And just to that point, it was really, really early, but it's February, and they still just kind of had caution tape up where that gate had fallen on the tunnel, where Jalen Hurts had walked off the field. And that's not to make fun of them. Like, I'm not poking fun. My point is just there hadn't been events at the stadium yet. They had other things on their plate. So they hadn't even put that gate back up yet and actually, like, fastened it and made sure it would never fall over again. They just kind of had tape up across that area as if to say, stay away from here. And so it wasn't until after February that they probably even got to a point where they started worrying and thinking about, okay, what are we going to do with the stadium? And so that's why I wonder, with a name change, with all the things that have happened, you know, you are coming out with your fight song and you're doing this mascot stuff and everything else that they have been rolling out, was this an offseason where you spent a lot of time improving and upgrading at FedEx Field? They did that last year with the field, but they didn't have the name change thing. They were a year away from announcing the name at that point. So I am curious about that. It's the equivalent to me. Football analogy would be, you know, there's some question, like, did Chase Young get to improve this offseason and learn new moves and work on his craft, or was he just rehabbing? I think that's a fair question about the stadium. I do like the idea, though, if they got off to a fast start and they got fat on some of these bad teams the first couple of weeks, that maybe the attendance jumps. Because you look at their schedule to begin the year. They've got the Jacksonville Jaguars in week one and the Detroit Lions in week two. Now, the Jags on September 11th to open the season in Washington. Not a pushover, probably. Urban Meyer is gone. The players now will no longer be hating their coach in Jacksonville. You brought in a recent Super Bowl champion who had success in the division and against Washington at times in Doug Peterson. Year two of Trevor Lawrence. Certainly not a cakewalk of a game, but if they are a playoff team, if they are the team that a lot of us thinks they are and they're an above 500 type operation, then to open your season at home against Jacksonville, who was the worst team in the NFL last year, you probably need to find a way to win that game. So let's just chalk up a W there and say that they win that matchup. Then you go to week two. Now, the Lions look like a buzzsaw based on Hard Knocks. Okay, they look like they're going to go 15-2. But Hard Knocks is awesome at making people look good. I'll bet you HBO and NFL Films could somehow shoot a documentary about me getting ready for a boxing match where you would think that I was in shape and could win a boxing match. Like, they're that talented and that good at it. I was sitting there. I rewatched it last night for a second time in 2 days because it was great, and I made my wife watch it. And she goes, man, the Lions are going to be great this year. And I said, well, that's the Hard Knocks cologne a little bit. You know what I mean? They'd make anybody look really, really good. Like, they could do a documentary on University of Texas El Paso, like joining the NFL in the NFC South, and you'd be like, man, UTEP has a chance in the NFC South. That said, week two, Detroit, you got to win that football game. Or you don't, and you're just probably not a 9 or 10 win caliber team. But let's say they open 2-0, and then somehow they beat the Eagles in the third week. Now you got Dallas in week four. If they were able to get off to their first 3-0, 4-0 start in years and years and years, winning the two games they absolutely should, toss-up game against Philly at home goes your way, then you go to Dallas and you knock off the Cowboys somehow. You're coming home to take on a good Titans team, number one seed in the AFC last year, at 4-0. Is it crazy to think that FedEx might be hopping? It probably would be. Maybe you'd get a really great turnout. It's a new name. They're 4-0. They're now marketing new team. Who dis? I don't know. Maybe the place is bouncing. My only reservations on that are that if you remember back to last year, they had a four-game winning streak, and it wasn't sexy. It was couple 17, 15 wins in there, and you know, it was a lot of playing defense and running the ball a whole lot. It was really, really boring, but they were winning. And then they came home. I think they played Dallas on the back end of that four-game winning streak. And we all anticipated what would have been this great environment. And, okay, here we go. The playoff push has begun. It's four straight wins. They're turning a corner. And it really wasn't that way in the stands. It was a lot of Cowboys fans, and it seemed like people needed to see more before they bought in. So I don't know if it's different if they start out 3-0, 4-0, because it's a beginning of a new year. I think it probably would be. Whereas last season when that happened, the four-game winning streak was second half of the year, and you'd already seen a lot of mediocre or worse play, so maybe you played a little harder to get as a fan base. But the attendance part is interesting. In fact, you can tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. I got a tweet here from Chris, who says, I'm sure I'm on an island, but I think the most likely huge increase is in attendance if they actually get the sports book in the stadium. For people on the north part of the Beltway, going to FedEx Field to place bets is a lot closer than, say, MGM. I mean, maybe I'm crazy. Are you going to an NFL game, buying a ticket, watching the game, because there's a sports book there? I don't think you are. If the sports book is opened all the time, I could see you swinging by at FedEx Field, parking on a Tuesday, running into the book, placing your bets for the NFL weekend, and rolling out. There's an MGM right here at Nats Park, as an example. And I have, a couple of times, maybe more, gone over there before I come in the mornings here to the radio station. It's just a couple blocks up Half Street. And I'll run in and place my bets. And there are plenty of fans in there doing the same thing. But are people going to the Nats game after just because they went to the sports book? I don't think so. I doubt you would have to go to the game to go into the book. And if they did that strategically, I don't think they'd get a big bump in attendance because they have a sports book. I could be wrong. But I know Maryland doesn't have an app yet. Darius, you're my resident Maryland sports betting guy. You guys definitely have no apps at this point, right?
No apps at this point. And last that I heard Michael Phillips talk about this the other day. He said that it's looking like another 5 months out, at least the start of 2022, which is weird because earlier this year they were saying, we hope to have it ready in time for football season.
What are you guys doing?
I don't know. It's such a bad beat.
So when you send a letter to a friend, when the horse shows up to pick it up, and you put it in that little satchel that the guy's wearing, and then he's got to go over toward Baltimore to deliver it, how do you find out that they got it? Is it like a carrier pigeon let you know?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, we do pigeons now. We don't do the horse carrier anymore.
Wait till you guys hear about email. It is the best.
What is that?
Oh, it's good. It's electronic mail.
Huh?
Yep. Just trust me. You're going to like it.
Wait, is it through USPS?
It's kind of similar, but on your computer. Yeah. It's almost, think of it more like an instant message or a chat room, but in letter form.
Wait, what's instant messenger?
Again, just wait. You guys are going to figure this out together. I don't know what you guys are doing without the apps, but it's going to happen soon enough in Maryland. And I know that, yes, sports books play. I enjoy that brick and mortar. I have all the apps, but I also love going. And there's a new FanDuel app now over at Audi Field that's gorgeous. I just don't think you're going to a game because there's a book there. So to me, attendance is going to just take time. And they really can't control it other than winning. But if they could just touch a button and win, they'd have done that 20 years ago. I'd make the case you can't really control the winning part of it either. You're trying to, but 31 other teams are as well, and it's hard. It's easier, I would say, to fix problems at FedEx, which has proven very difficult. Some of them seem impossible. Like, there's just certain things at that stadium, parking or traffic. It doesn't matter who you hire or how smart they are. There's only so much that can be done. But there are things that you can fix at that stadium just by wanting to, just by touching a button, which I don't think is in play when it comes to attendance. But I'm telling you, of the claims Snyder made, the fact that they found their quarterback in Carson Wentz might be the most likely to come true. Preseason football is back. I can't say tonight's the first preseason game because that would be a lie. We had a Thursday game a week ago, Hall of Fame game. But I kind of always view the kickoff of this week of the preseason as the beginning of the exhibition season. Because that Hall of Fame game is fun and nice, but you see very little guys that matter, and it's two teams. Tonight's the night, man. We got two games. We'll take a dive into those, get some storylines from those four clubs, and we'll spin the NFL wheel and break down a burning question about a team in the league. As we continue next on Grant and Danny, remember, Sam Monson has bold predictions for the Commanders in the NFC East. We will talk to him in 20 minutes at 3 o'clock. He is PFF's lead writer. He'll be right here on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Chicken wings through the drive-thru. I've wanted this for a long, long time. We're going to talk about that in our double play today coming up at 3:45 in 1 hour.
What?
It's happening. Chick-fil-A, one of the great establishments in history. If you like quality service, efficiency, and delicious food, then it's for you. Chicken wings being tested in markets.
Yeah!
Could be coming to a Chick-fil-A near you. We will talk about that in 1 hour right here on Grant and Danny Without Danny. You are locked into the Fan. It is time, though, before we get to the two preseason games tonight that we'll dive into, to take a spin around the NFL. We're going to spin the wheel, and we will let it land on a team. We don't know what team, and then we'll break that club down a little bit for you and get a burning question on said team. So, without further ado, Ryan, you got in your own head a little bit last time we did this. Rub some dirt on it. You're back. You're better than ever.
Yep, I'm back. I'm all taped up. I'm ready to go.
You had the day off yesterday. How'd you do?
Did well. Had a fun time. Got the brain right. Got the body right. I'm feeling good.
What was the highlight of your day off yesterday?
Probably getting caught in a rainstorm while golfing. That was awful. A little Jared Goffing yesterday.
You got what in a rainstorm?
I got caught in a rainstorm.
I'm glad that you caught that.
Caught.
It was.
He slept on the cot.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what's the difference between caught and caught?
Well, it's there is supposed to be a difference, but there wasn't one just now. Caught. There's a aw.
Like caught.
The female name Audrey. Caught.
Audrey. That doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
You got caught in a rainstorm.
I got caught in a rainstorm.
All right, everything's fine. No reason to overly dissect this. Let's move that bus, why don't we?
All right, Darius.
Darius, move that bus!
Down on the fake pressure, coming and he is buried. It's Owusu Koromoa again
from behind. They get to him, and yes, it's Miles Garrett.
I heard Greg Gumbel, Kevin Burkhart, Jim Nantz there, so I'm going CBS, Fox, CBS on those calls.
Just a silly trio of broadcasters. That's all.
As good as it gets. And, of course, you put a Jeremiah Owusu-Koromoa highlight in there because you get all steamed up, Darius.
He should have been ours.
He very well could have been. But how could he be yours when you needed Jamin Davis instead? Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt, D coordinator Joe Woods. We've talked a lot about them, I feel like, because of what's going on with Deshaun Watson. Probably more so outside of Washington than any other team in the NFL, but it's mostly been Watson-centric. So just quickly looking at some of the other areas of this ball club, I would point out that they acquired Amari Cooper from Dallas. He's now their wide receiver one after Jarvis Landry left. Remember, of course, Odell Beckham Jr. didn't make it through last season, so they needed to remodel the receiver position. They drafted David Bell at wide receiver in the third round, Michael Woods in the sixth round, so they're looking for some youth to make plays. They still, I think, have a elite offensive line. Jedrick Wills at left tackle, excellent. Joel Bitonio at left guard, stud. Wyatt Teller at right guard, as good as there is in the league. Jack Conklin at right tackle, marvelous. And their tight end room is, while it's underachieved, star-studded. I mean, led by David Njoku, who's somehow still there. I feel like he requests a trade, like every 13 days. Harrison Bryant, they drafted in the fourth round, athletic, matchup problem. Nick Chubb, speaking of trade demands, Kareem Hunt, who wants out in the backfield with the Ernest Johnson. So they're a loaded offense. Defensively, they've got a DPOY type in Miles Garrett coming off the edge. Jadeveon Clowney on the other side of the formation. You mentioned JOK, who can be versatile in the linebacking core. Love Denzel Ward, who's currently on PUP in their secondary and their second-round pick at LSU a couple years ago. Grant Delpit, who's healthy and coming into his own. Love their first-round pick of Greg Newsome at corner out of the SEC. Greedy Williams, another really good player, corner for them. Looks like he could be something. So they got talent, and everyone seems to like the coaching staff. To me, this is a playoff team that could make a deep run if Watson plays, and therein lies the big question. But without further ado, Darius, what is our burning question?
So that big question is indeed revolved around Deshaun Watson. Can the Cleveland Browns tread water without Deshaun Watson? Now, this is assuming the current suspension holds up where it's six games.
Which seems almost like an impossibility now, doesn't
correct.
It? I mean,
right.
The league is basically still pushing for a year. Whether it's a year or not, I don't know. But it's certainly going to be more than six, and I would say pretty comfortably. I'm anticipating maybe twice that at least. Yes, early on they can tread water. If it was 4 to 6 games, I think they could because they play the Panthers, the Jets, and the Falcons in the first 4 weeks. So they could easily be 3-1 through four, even if they lose to Pittsburgh, who they might beat. Then they get a little bit tougher, right? Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, Bengals. So if he's out for 10 weeks or something like that, they're cooked. There's no coming back from that, I don't think, for Cleveland this season. But remember, they didn't bring him in for this year necessarily. They brought him in because even knowing that there would be a suspension, they're betting on 23, 24, and beyond, and they've been looking for a QB longer than Washington. I mean, the three quarterback-starved teams more than any other in the NFL that stand out to me are probably Cleveland, Washington, and Chicago. And so they just decided that they would wear, from a public relations standpoint, whatever came their way. They were ending the hunt, and they were bringing in Watson. But they were thinking about beyond this season, obviously. All right, we'll get to the two preseason games a little bit later on. Let's talk to Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus next. He's got bold predictions about the Commanders. He joins me live in a moment on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.